Medical Officer Dr. Simon Kisa Beach said the Ministry of Health is continuing to weigh its options in relation to reinstating any of the COVID-19 safety protocols. Dr. Kisa Beach, however, noted that while there are no restrictions in place, members of the public have a personal responsibility to take steps to protect themselves and their families.
We are still weighing the advantages and the disadvantages, what is necessary. Because as you know, when we had the restrictions on mass gatherings and all of that, there were a lot of persons who just never complied. And even though we shouldn't say, okay, well, it's no sense, we also have to consider that no matter how much you urge persons and how many restrictions you put in place, persons are going to have to be responsible for their own actions. And if you know you're unvaccinated, you have no business being in a jam session where people aren't wearing masks, unless, of course, you want to be infected with COVID. And if you want to be infected with COVID, that's a very selfish position, because you're not just affecting yourself, you're affecting the other persons in your immediate family circle, the other persons in your workplace, and you are putting an additional burden on the country in terms of our healthcare workers, in terms of just the general wellness of the country. You can have no development without health, okay? So we really are asking persons to really take on this personal responsibility. And it's not just with COVID, it's with your diabetes, it's with your hypertension, it is with your general health and well-being. Persons must take up their part of the shared responsibility of being healthy.
That is Chief Medical Officer Dr. Simon Kisa Beach. In the region, in Trinidad and Tobago, four deaths due to COVID-19 were reported on Tuesday, bringing the death toll to 3,947. The number of new cases of COVID-19 reported from samples taken between Friday and Monday was 233. The Health Ministry's COVID-19 update said the persons who died were four elderly men. It said they had comorbidities, including diabetes, hypertension, heart disease, cardiovascular disease, lung disease, and kidney disease. All four had multiple comorbidities. Since March 2020 in Trinidad and Tobago, there have been 163,178 cases of COVID-19, of which 151,070 have recovered. The total number of active cases in Trinidad and Tobago is 8,161. In the international arena, vaccine advisors to the U.S. Food and Drug Administration decided on Tuesday that authorizing Novavax's COVID-19 vaccine for emergency use in adults would be beneficial. If the full FDA gives the vaccine the green light, it will become the fourth COVID-19 vaccine authorized in the United States. Novavax's vaccine is made using small laboratory-built pieces of the coronavirus to stimulate immunity. This protein-based approach is a more traditional one for vaccine development than the mRNA vaccines from Pfizer, BioNTech, and Moderna. I'm Leslie DeBeek with today's COVID-19 update.